okay, come, follow me. Get up, leave your purses, your coats. I want you to leave everything. Come with me. Repent and believe the good news. Come, follow me. We're going across the Concordia. We're going to start preaching that to everybody there. And then we're going to go out from there to the city. Get up. Come on, we're going. I got two people standing. It's two more than any other mass. How come nobody wants to do that? How come these Peter and his brother Andrew, James and his brother John, how come they immediately get up and follow Jesus? Are they holier than you? Are they better than you? There's four versions of the Gospels. Today we had one. We have four versions of this call of these apostles, and each one gives us a fuller picture. We get a different perspective. And in Mark's Gospel, we have the immediacy and the urgency of this whole thing. When he calls Andrew and Peter, James and John, he's calling them to this urgent mission. But in John's Gospel, if we look at John's Gospel, we can see that Andrew and another disciple, we presume is John, they've been following John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist sees Jesus and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God," Andrew and John, well, they start to get curious. They start to go ask Jesus questions. And then Andrew goes and gets his brother Peter, and he says, "Come, we have found the Messiah." He gets Peter to come and see. In Matthew's version that we have today, we know that Jesus has been living in Capernaum for a while. So he's been preaching and healing. Presumably, he's been living there because Andrew and John invited him to their hometown. So they've had time to get to know Jesus before he calls them. And then in Luke's gospel, we realize that while Jesus is in Capernaum, he actually is living in Peter's house. That's where he's staying. And we also know that he gets into Peter and Andrew's boat in order to teach the crowds, to just pull away a little bit and be able to teach the crowds. He gets into their boat, and then he tells them, "Let's go fishing." So he goes fishing with them, and they have this miraculous catch. And it's only after all that that he calls Peter and the others to follow him. So the decision to follow Jesus, this isn't right out of the blue. It isn't without some context and without having heard and seen Jesus, without hearing his teaching, and to see people transformed by Jesus. And at the very least, it wasn't without someone Peter trusted, his brother Andrew, inviting him to come and check it out for himself. This is the final week of our Alpha preaching series. And like being invited to follow Jesus, getting someone to respond to an invitation, be it you, and if you haven't done Alpha already, or if you have, getting a loved one or a friend to respond to an Alpha invitation, that's not instantaneous. I know that. I recognize that. Or else everyone who's been here for a while would have done Alpha already by now. I've been talking about Alpha for 3 years. Everybody would have done it if everybody just responded like that. Last week I showed a video that talked about the effect it had on our parish. This week, I want to invite up in a moment Carrie and Mark to talk about their journey to try Alpha and what effect it's had on them since. I get it. I get that it takes different people. It takes people you trust. It takes different invitations. It takes hearing and seeing before people respond. So right now, because we are no different than the apostles. You know, Peter and Andrew, James and John, they weren't these super holy, pious people who who said anything that Jesus, you know, that anything Jesus said, they did. They grow as disciples. But they first have to make a decision to say yes. There has to be an initial yes. Right now, I want to invite up Mark and Carrie to talk about their, what made them decide to do Alpha and what effect it's had on their life. Mark, Carrie?
Hello, I'm Carrie. And if you think that Father Mike is persistent in his desire for you to do Alpha, well, I have a story for you. Because one thing that I learned from Alpha is that God is persistent. I first heard about Alpha about 17 years ago when I lived in Toronto, and I saw a billboard outside of a church. And I was a Christian, I was curious, but I wasn't really committed, so I kind of dismissed it. A few years after that, a fellow teacher friend of mine did Alpha for a school that she worked for, and she told me it was wonderful, and she loved it. And I just kind of listened politely and thought, wow, that's great for her. Then, about 2 years ago, I was coming home from a vacation, and it was winter, and you can imagine I'm getting my luggage out of the car and pulling my baggage up the front steps, and a parent of a former student of mine is walking by my house, and she stops me. I'm thinking, this isn't really a great time, but as I said, God is persistent. And we got to chatting, and she told me about this life-changing course that she had taken at St. Ignatius. And I thought, well, that sounds kind of interesting, but, you know, I said, you know, goodbye to her, and she went on her way. And I thought, I'm going to look up this church. I'm going to look up St. Ignatius and see what's going on over there. And sure enough, it was the Alpha course. And when I tried to sign up for the course, it was full. So that made me think, you know, there must be something really special going on at Alpha, that this church course is full. So I signed up finally in the fall with my husband, Mark. I kind of volunteered him to join me at Alpha. I had absolutely no expectations other than I just felt like I wanted to be more spiritually fulfilled. And I got way more than I bargained for. I have to say that Alpha was one of the greatest surprises of my life. I met new people, I felt listened to and supported, not just in my spiritual journey, but also in my personal life. And I felt a connection to church as God intended, in a way that I never actually had before. And on our drive over here, Mark was just reminding me, we live away in the summer. We live away for 7 weeks in Ontario, and we have a church there. And about 4 years ago, we did this video for our church, a promotional video for our church in Ontario. And one of the things I said was, although we live in Montreal, this church is our spiritual home. But now I can honestly say that St. Ignatius is our spiritual home, and it really is because of Alpha. And doing Alpha with my husband, Mark, brought a new dimension to my marriage and to my faith. And although Mark and I were in different spaces in our Alpha journey, I think that being able to share that experience actually helped us come to a belief that we needed to rely more on God as a couple, and that brought us closer together and ultimately made us stronger. So I would say that Alpha's brought me a great opportunity just to be a part of a Christian community, and it's really helped me to recognize my purpose. And in about 2 weeks, I'm starting my fourth Alpha, and I just absolutely love being a part of this team. I mean, it's something I look forward to every week, just seeing familiar faces and connecting with people. And I am so grateful that God was persistent and that He just kept pursuing me. And I completely understand how Father Mike keeps wanting to persist and pursue you as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark. and I'm usually at tomorrow morning service. I've never been to a Saturday Mass before. My mom, when I was growing up, my mom hardly ever missed the Saturday Mass, and I always watched her go out the door and come back to it. It's quite different, but it's nice as well. Again, my wife encouraged, she's saying she invited me out to Alpha. She did. She invited me one night. It was a few nights before. She had signed up. She hadn't signed me up, but she had said, why don't you come with me? And I didn't want to. I absolutely did not want to. I didn't want to go. I don't even know why I didn't want to go. I just thought it's going to be another one of those things at church that I don't want to sign up for something I'm not going to finish. And then she said, it'll be like a date night. And there's food. And she got me there. She got me at the food. She should have got me the date night, but it was not a date night because we were not in the same group at Alpha. We didn't eat at the same table at Alpha. And so it was far from a date night, but it was a night that we got out together. And we could talk to each other about sort of our own journey of what happened to us that night. And that was pretty special. One thing I did find is that I throughout the weekend, I started to actually like the idea that I had something special to look forward to. My mom always says that. She always says that in life you need something to look forward to. And Alpha sort of became that for me. I get to my Sunday and I would have to go teach the next day on the Monday. And I always had something that was special. One of the things that Alpha did give me, there's a few different things. It gave me an opportunity to think about my faith. Faith for me has been a difficult journey. I've always been that doubting Thomas character. I always liked that guy in the Bible because I could always relate that there was always a piece of me that held back or had to find real proof that there was a God and that he cared for me and that... And I think that most of that time, most of the journey, the hard part of my journey was that the churches that I had been to in the past since I was about 17, I never felt connected to my church. I didn't feel connected to my congregation. And I didn't feel like I fit. I felt completely different. I felt like I was going through the motions of coming into a church. And then eventually I slowed down. I just stopped going to church. But I just didn't. I felt different. Through the Alpha course, I didn't expect to find the truth, and that was that I am. I am different. But it was a good difference. It was a chance for me to understand that God did not need me to be like everybody else. I have a hard time singing in church. I noticed that this is a real singing in time in this Mass, and it's very beautifully done. It seems like everybody in here can sing, and... It's quite wonderful, but when I was in church, it's just something inside. It's not my way of praising, not my way of worshiping, and it's not that I don't think God deserves to be worshipped. It's just that wasn't my way, and in Alpha, it really made me feel like I don't have to be like everybody else. My heart is what matters, and God knows my heart. He knows how I feel. And when I went to the course, there's a weekend at Alpha that is very special. You get to get away from home. And I went on that weekend. It's just up the river a little bit off the St. Lawrence River, across the river. It's only 20 minutes away, but it's like a beautiful setting. And you go away for the weekend, and you have beautiful meals together with your group, who you get very close to, by the way. And it was on that weekend that on that beautiful river, in those beautiful trees, that I realized that my place of worship doesn't always just have to be on a Sunday or on a Saturday sitting in a pew. My place of worship can be wherever I am, whether that's at home, on the back deck, after school, watching the sunset. And that could be my place, and that is who I am. And I was glad to find that out. I know that doesn't sound like much, but it is a lot to me because I always felt there was something absolutely missing in me. Alpha helped me to feel that there is nothing missing in me, that God knows my heart. He has a place for me. And he knows when I worship and where I worship is great. This has, I wrote all over this. I said none of this, so I'm sorry. As I sort of knew I would. One of the things that I was sitting in the front pew here thinking about was my mom. I was thinking about how much comfort her faith brought her. It still brings her. She's almost 97 years old, and she is the most holy woman I've ever met. And she's always had that strength. The church has always given her sort of that place, that strength to get through all of us, all of her kids, and my dad. Although I never saw her with a lot of joy from the church, and I think that is something I'm going to talk to her about. Maybe she does, but I didn't see it. And that, I think, is something that I've found, and that's maybe what I do want to talk to my mom about, is that this is the first place, these walls. I started out in Alpha in the basement. I'd never been in here. I started in the basement, and I came up here to all this light on a Sunday Mass and found that I belonged and that there was joy. I think it's the first church I've ever been in my life where I felt fully accepted and committed and a part of something. And the congregation and the leadership in this church is special. And anybody who's new at this church, I recommend you come back. I recommend you see what it's about, even tomorrow morning. There's a place for people. I think that there's a danger that people come to a church and it's just what they do. But there's maybe if somebody was like me, where there's a piece a little bit missing, maybe Alpha is a good start where you can be connected to not just your faith, but to a community of people who care. And this is very, very much a special place. I'm not going to take any more of your time. I'm sorry for going over a little bit. Sorry, Father Mike. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Thanks. I want to thank them, but I'm reminded, and what they said is that, you know, that first passage that we heard in the first reading today, that passage from the book of Isaiah, it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. I don't know if, Carrie and Mark, I don't know if you would describe yourselves in quite exactly that way, that you walked in darkness, maybe more of a fog, maybe if we had to describe, but I can say, that as Carrie and Mark have begun to be part of our church, they have most certainly fulfilled the rest of that. They've multiplied the nation. And I will say, you have increased our joy. You know, you talked about, that's an amazing thing about talking about how your mother, you never saw joy, and maybe it brought her joy, but that's something you can help her with, Mark, is that increasing her joy. And we rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest. Or at least that's what we ought to be doing. That's what we ought to rejoice and celebrate. We need to rejoice and celebrate anyone who has walked in darkness and seen the light of Christ, who has lost and been found. It's, you know, in the prodigal son, that's what God is doing. And so it is worthy of celebrating and rejoicing. That's what God is doing in heaven. Every time someone who is lost is found. And so I thank God, and I thank you guys, I think Carrie and Mark, for saying yes and giving Alpha a try. And that it took 17 years for the first time you heard about it to the time you said yes. I can tell you folks that we've been doing this for about 3 years now, Alpha. 14 years from now, if it takes me 14 years to get you to do it, I'm going to be talking about it for 14 years. Because just like the decision to follow the apostle, that the apostles had to follow Jesus, I know it takes something else. It takes someone you trust to invite you to come and see Alpha. It takes seeing lives transformed by an encounter with an experience of God through Alpha. It takes listening to God pursuing you like he did, pursued Carrie. It takes a wife, someone you trust, cajoling you like it took Mark. It takes a community that welcomes you as well. You know, St. Paul today writes to the people of Corinth because he wants them united in the same mind and the same purpose. And last week, I said that the church exists for no other purpose than to seek out the lost and be a light to the multitudes. Alpha is the tool we use at St. Ignatius to do that. So I want to echo St. Paul right here and right now. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you should be in agreement and that there should be no divisions among you, but that you should be united in the same mind and the same purpose. We at St. Ignatius live out our purpose by seeking the lost and proclaiming salvation through Jesus Christ. And we do that through Alpha. Do Alpha. And if you have, I would say your Alpha experience isn't complete until you invite someone else to do Alpha. Until you've been Andrew for someone else, bringing them to come and see for themselves, to come and encounter the one who brings us out of darkness into the splendor of his light.